The participators already in the service, we appreciate each one's. It's been 13 years. I came here in 95 for the first time, and I'm back. I found my way back in. Our brother used to introduce especially a verse that by its transforming power, making him God's dear child. Purchases of Jesus reaches me. And he had to, and my wife's not sure, and Bud didn't know. And gospel. I'm going to try to use the miracles in the Gospel of John to explain it upon. The gospel is under great attack right now in the South and United States, and both being on a border town as I am, border city of Windsor, I'm on both sides of this divide between Canada and the United States, and out, and it grieves me to see what's happening to the gospel in the last year. It's been devastating. I think it goes down to principles of the gospel. We're going to talk about that, but I'm going to use John as a template, and I'm going to provide for you at the end of the meeting a blue sheet of paper like this. It's not a break this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Basically, the eight miracles. Now, some think seven. You'll see why I think eight, but it's irrelevant. Whether you're seven or 821 is one of the miracles. And the fish already in the fire, and so on, that's one of the miracles. That's just me. You'll see Matthew records 21 miracles. Mark records 18. Even more noteworthy, six out of the eight are exclusive to John. They're not found in Matthew's Gospels. So these miracles are rather unique in their design and origin. He wanted us to see these very principles of salvation. John chapter 2. You know these accounts of each time, because I really have eight messages and I'm going to do it in four. That means that I pass or skip some detail. It's not because it's not in my notes. It's because I'm taking a four. Don't come to me after necessarily and jump me and say, well, you forgot this. Well, yeah, no, it's in the notes, but application today. So keep that in mind, would you please, that this is really two messages for, and then the rest tomorrow. The New King James, in case anyone's wondering, it's almost like the old King James, only a little bit. The mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said, six water pots of stone according to the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 20. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it and did not know from where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water. Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then that of signs did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory
to the Lord in the word of prayer as we begin. Father, we come to you at this time. We surrender our time to you. We ask you, but have it to be focused upon the word of God. I pray, Lord, the Spirit of God to have a liberty and application, that we might understand the things that we need to know. We commit our time to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have wine, we have a woman, we have water pots, we have water, and we have a wonder. The wedding in these days didn't last a half a day. Like hostess, to make sure everything was provided, from lodging to food to whatever was needed, and they were very detailed. And believe it or not, when you research this from a cult, in this case wine, was punishable by a fine. Imagine that, corner store. No, this was a serious infraction. Someone had made a mistake. And the host and the hostess, by all indication, were people that Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she came and brought this problem to her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You will have to be very careful here with the subject of wine, because it's a time eater for me. It's got big problems in my family growing up. My father, my mother, my aunts, my uncles. We had deaths in the family. Studied this extensively in God's Word. I'll stay here till midnight with anyone who wants to.
It is not wise. It is not wise.
Just before, comparatively speaking, from the United States and Canada, it would be like taking New York and California and putting them, it carries that much clout.
They just changed the,
and they actually changed it again. They said, on top of that, they said, right there on the side of the road for 3 days. They catch you a second time, 0.5 now, not 8. They confiscate your car. They send your car home by some other means. Getting to be serious. And said, we want to communicate to people, it's not going to be acceptable to drink and drive. It's not wise. In Proverbs, kings and princes were forbidden.
Enough said.
You can call me whatever you want. They're calling me at the end of the meeting. I'm convinced of this. I'll tell you why.
Not just in this passage, but wine, the substance was used to picture the without, as of a lamb without spot, without blemish, the lamb who was holy.
Because that's what fermentation is. It's a decomposing process. You might think it was okay to eat.
It was also the Feast of Unleavened Bread. There was no leaven in that loaf. Why? Because it wasn't suitable to you.
You see, what it was fruit of the vine. That's what the word means. And it was freshly squeezed grape juice. That's how no fermentation whatsoever in that. None. He said woman. People stumble on this word woman. What is that? It simply meant ma'am, M-A-M. Terminology we might use today. It's a term used in other places in the Word of God. But this is what I want. Not too many months ago, I was at a funeral in of an acquaintance, and therefore the funeral service was officiated by a Roman Catholic priest. Happened to be talked to him after the service when the place cleared out. It cleared out rather quickly. We were in an empty funeral home parlor. Clifford, because that's the one.
So we got into a nice conversation. It's just God's word. Well, right away he called back,
and he got angry with me. I mean, he really got angry.
Got saved.
Gloriously saved. He never abated in it. I happened to know, and I said, I'm not playing stump the stars here, but
I said, I'm not intentionally asking you a question on the oath of Mary in the Word of God. He was thinking, I tell, look at faith, I should know this.
Fine. Whatever he says to you, do it.
Out were those words.
That's outstanding. Some of you are afraid because as soon as the subject of Mary comes up, everybody wilts. Don't wilt. Her last recorded words were, whatever he says, do it. Show them God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. Said he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who believes not is condemned of the only begotten Son of God. In chapter 5 it says, very, very, I said to you, he that heareth could keep you here for a long while, just walking through John by itself. What he said, whatever he says, do it. Gives you a tremendous sense. He took water pots on 20 or 30 gallons. There was various sizes, and they were very common in these homes. Scripture, they would need water pots to wash feet. The same thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did in John 13. His job, and no one would do it. So the Lord Jesus Christ had to take it upon himself to do it. These were ready.
As we start to picture salvation before the Lord came, herein lies the beginning to the salvation application. Empty of self.
People who, from the perspective of their attitude, their tone of voice, their body language, their by their tone. I've actually heard of someone who said, this is going to be a, that's not surrender at all. That's not emptiness at all. At the pocket so full of you, there's no room for, fills it with water. To the brim. It can't hold anymore. I know that these are, you see, he wants you and I, if we know the Lord as our personal Savior, to be filled
with the Word.
He has something to work with. He has something he can use. How much of God's Word is in your mouth? As much as I quote a lot of Scripture, I don't put a premium on that. I think it's more important than your ability to be able to turn to a verse of Scripture and say, What does it mean to you? Put that in your own words. What's God saying there now?
By the Spirit of God with amazing success.
He said, draw it out and take it to the master of the feast. If I was preaching on only this message, see them, you'd be looking at them the whole time. You see, the picture in this miracle, salvation is anything. It begins with the fundamental truth. It's an absolute truth.
There is always a growth process that accompanies salvation down the road. The New Testament is full of references.
And he wrote in the Word of God, but is 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. John 2:5, the last thing Peter said, recorded in Scripture, 2 Peter 3:18.
The witness to oftentimes are very much attached to, I might use the word, and I might be critical, in love with Jesus.
Let's talk about Mary. Let's talk about Peter. Don't mind that at all.
But that's a lot more valuable.
When people see that, they say, well, I never knew that. I never saw that. Why didn't anybody ever say that?
He took those water pots full of water and he transformed them.
And to me, it would be impossible to revert it back to water again, apart from a miracle.
The Lord is not in the business. I would take as much of a task as saving them.
Not the business.
He could have taken old wine and made it.
Collect all the vinegar you can collect, because that's what they were drinking, by the way. They got to the point they would.
What happens to wine when it gets to the far end of the decomposition? It turns to vinegar.
So, don't go home and try vinegar because it will kill you.
But that's what happens.
Juice from the vine. It hasn't begun to turn yet. It can turn on the vine, by the way, and I know that.
He transforms lives.
He doesn't take your life broken in sin, but who has gone through something like AA first. Because in their mind's eye, that they perceive in their own life, they're almost impossible to reach. They're very hard to reach.
Drug addict or just whatever.
They're very hard to children that showed, I think it was some kind of a character. We call them zig-hattered and, just a mess. Dirty and torn holes and, And he prayed to God, patches all over the place. And that over here says, this is a set of images shows him taking that torn garment and then handing him a brand new garment.
Salvation does. It transforms. You're born again by the Spirit.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. A message that addresses transformation, regeneration, born again in many circles. It's gone.
Repeat this prayer. Repeat after me. Try this.
It takes time in many cases to point a soul, a needy soul, to Christ.
This can't be done.
Turn over to John chapter 4 as I leave this particular miracle and go to the second. And I was quite fascinated by this particular miracle. And I'll tell you ahead of time, in the handout I give you, there are second, third, fourth examples of each miracle. Feel free to add those, and I'll give you two on this. But said in verse 43 of John 4:43, now after 2 days he departed his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen. So they're referring to this miracle we just spoke of a moment ago. So Jesus came again. Certain noblemen whose son was sick in Capernaum. And when he heard it, to come down and heal his son, for his son was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, entourage that came with the man, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will see. There's a sense of urgency in this nobleman.
Firstly,
there has to be a sense of lostness. There has to be
being a sinner. He has a sense of urgency. Please.
You see, he came to Christ. Christ beckoned, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He has a sense of urgency.
But let's look at verse 50. Are you looking there? It says, Jesus said...
Very much. He didn't say a lot. He said 6 words in English. This is what you have to see, the simplicity of this. It's not how
they... The words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The words that would change a life. The words that it...
Salvation.
as they did here. And he went his way.
Now, what amazes me here,
and there's lots of locations in the Word of God where we get all additional little details here. The man didn't start to turn and take two or three steps and turn back. Okay, I'll go. I don't think he did that. That's why I'm saying, so this is the only person who can help my son. And if he tells me what to do, I'm going to do it.
God speaks of it in John chapter 5, next chapter in verse 40. People who didn't want it, they weren't willing. Not really. They didn't really want to be saved. But change my life. Empty my life so you can fill it. Surrender.
And he's giving you a lot. Yes, he's asking you a lot. But he's giving you
your home. Verse 51, as he was now going down, inquired of them the hour when he got better, and he said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, to him, your son lives. And he himself believed that the second sign that Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee, to his word. Second,
foundational fundamental.
We were saved from the singing or the content of a pep a little bit. I say, what hymn? Huh. Or what, give me the verse. That is essentially transferred to music. The hymn writer very, the facts are the facts. It's God's word. God's word. Two, using God's word. They're used all over the place. Babies were born in the hospital here. And some of you came here again today. These are not exclusive.
Truth taken from the pages of Scripture. Sometimes transferred to hymns.
Sometimes in Windsor, her mother was converted on her deathbed at her mother-in-law's request. Could you read me that little leaflet? And the daughter-in-law wanted to be a gracious guest, I suppose, in the hospital. And she read the invitation at the end, and the mother said, read that to me again. And pray this prayer, or something like that. You know how those things are worded. And the daughter said, would you like to... The daughter that... In-law, sorry, who repeated that statement and read that practice. And he can do that. It's not common, but it happens. Not because of the daughter-in-law with particular denominational affiliations. People are saved in spite of them. Because of a piece of literature, and perhaps there's a Bible used, perhaps there's a false. They're really quite accurate to Scripture. And I'm thinking to myself, if somebody reads that, he even saw that was the answer to their need.
It's God's word. However it's manifest,
possibly to be filled with water.
A couple of months ago, I had the privilege of talking to a lady after the morning meeting. I've been to her home several times.
Never been to her house. It would be a little bit inappropriate for me to visit her, although she's 76.
And several times. She had a lot of problems. A lot of things in her own life that just weren't, they weren't hurt.
After the 11 o'clock meeting, 12 o'clock, I was standing in the back, and she said, well, it's kind of a matter-of-fact little something off guard. What did you say? I said, really? She said, perhaps tonight you'll have time to talk to me. I said, well, you, let's go right there. We stepped inside the library, nice little room right there, one side, big double
brushes. I said, read this scripture for me, out loud.
What does it mean? I like the word. And the change is
quite obvious.
Perfect stages of Alzheimer's. This is now a done deal.
So I said, I'm going to give you a verse that based on all the talking that we've done on the phone.
I'm going to challenge you to memorize these verses. I'm going to challenge you to make them your verses for me.
And she looked down and she read, for if we confess with your mouth, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto.
This card for her as we were talking. I always carry in that card for that kind of purpose. I have an example. I had more. And I wrote them out for her. Printed them out for her on that card. I gave them to her. And
what verses of Scripture God used, this is it. I'm not relating.
And very shortly after that, she came back in the evening meeting and one of the other up. Morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you? She says,
You have a figurehead as you read it.
I do. See,
faith comes by.
Was saved from listening and responding and answering to the Word of God of salvation. Tonight we will look at others as we move on in the Gospel of John and look at the messages I used to.
And
I have quite a reputation.
Okay.
You'll never do that in an hour, but I did. I didn't do it well, but I did it. When you ready to leave to go to supper, you can pick up one of these blue sheets and then you'll... For our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the unity of this changing message of salvation. As the writer of the book of Hebrews,
handprint. Imprint that on our minds and hearts. And meet up with every day. Care for and love in many cases family members. Looking by the Spirit of God, transformed, changed, once and for all, and forever. Goodness. To impart the truth of the life-changing gospel message.
I trust that the Lord will bring a blessing to each one as we look at His Word together. Blue handouts, there's some still in the back. If you didn't get one, you can certainly have. And a brief idea of how they might parallel salvation. These are fundamental truths that we're looking at. These are things that ought never perform. It's just unfortunate that in our society today we have people playing, being expedient and trying to make the gospel, and their, by their definition, available to more people. I think in the process, what they're ending up with is doing the enemy's work. And they're really, when they finally are confronted with the truth of the gospel, they will have an attitude, something to the effect of, well, I've... We have to be very careful that we don't doctor up with great conviction, especially when it comes to the gospel. We need to leave it alone. It will remain nameless because many of you will know who he is, and I don't want to. This is a man extremely well known, well traveled in the assemblies. Was something of the gospel in the process of his message, and the elder who told me after the meeting, he was a very evangelistic minded elder, and he asked the young lady, who was the foyer to a side room, he saw the preacher and he motioned to him, was troubled, and the elder could see that very clearly. And whoever prayed the prayer. And she said, then you're saved. Sentences exchanged, and then they left. The elder, he was lucky, hit him over the head. The speaker said, I think we've made the gospel too complicated. We need to make, you call me a liar. Probably, if you knew this thing. It's changed. It's for in meaning, intent, and conviction of what the gospel is. It's conversion. In Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Then that become new is present continuous tense. But it also is a response we can have if we'll put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. As that nobleman did when he responded completely and perfectly, as it were, to those words. This third miracle. Again, there's only 8 in the book of John, and there's got to be a reason why he limited it to clear and plain. John chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, after this there was a feast. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew, the multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down, stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man where, and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, said to him, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, and take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. This miracle troubles many people. And I'm going to explain why. I'm going to help you with it. I hope. If you They look at the troubling of the water. In verse 4, there really should not be. If you think about it very logically. The Creator, and it would be a very little thing with the Creator of the universe. And the writing of this book is perhaps one of the highest and the farthest and the greatest of his mandate. Knowing full well that on said time, date, place, his Son, the Lord Jesus, had this orchestrated way in advance to give us this passage, grace and faith. Has to involve grace, the idea of house of mercy or house of grace. Now there are definitely defining words for Bethesda. House of mercy, house of grace, that's why, testament, so on. Numerology is nice. I just don't like to build all my doctrine there, but it's interesting. And we have to understand the fundamental essence of mercy. The whole message of salvation is mercy. Essentially, what we do not deserve. Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. I'm sorry, I knew I would say that wrong. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. What do we deserve? What does every say? The Lord Jesus Christ said that. Whatever He says to you, said of the rich man and Lazarus, He said in verse 20, on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water. Because that's what we deserve, you see. And he cries out for mercy now. We need to see our need for salvation now. Not I'll speak to you again another never come. We have to recognize the reality of that truth another day. God orchestrated this passage to give us this miracle. Again, I have no trouble with this troubling of the water. People get into far too, I believe. He knows the end from the beginning. This is a very little thing with him. And he comes and he asks him a question. And it's a critical question. There are questions in the Bible that trouble many of us. In Genesis 3, the Lord says to Adam, did he know that he already ate? Yes, of course he knew. Why did he ask those questions? Because it's important. And not blame somebody else, which by the way he did. It's that woman you gave me. It's her fault. I hope no one took offense this morning in my illustration. You could sit in this auditorium or in the auditorium that would be my home if I'm going to hell. You could never miss a meeting from now until that day when you for salvation. Any building, any name over the door. It's not what it's about. It's about you taking personal responsibility. And the reason I used that illustration was because I was raised in that, but they had to take personal responsibility for their situation. A great deal of organized religion today has usurped personality when the bell rings. We'll take care of everything else. We'll marry you, we'll bury you. Well, you don't. No one has. You're responsible for your soul's condition. No one, your denomination, the preacher, or anyone else can't do it. You're responsible. Because I quoted the verse earlier in John 5, there were many who did not want salvation. And we meet people every day. See, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, the Lord says, I will make you fishers of men. Charlestown, PEI. And in the Maritimes in general, and not specific to that, but generally that at the invitation of my commanding assembly and helped my family with my mother's condition with Alzheimer's and a few other things. This other assembly, the parent assembly of the three in Windsor, came into some difficulty. They had so they needed some help. And the elders were over to, went to the Oak Assembly, which is my home assembly, and I'd be interested in Clifford going over and helping. Oh, that'd be nice. Do you think he'd do that? I said, well, we'll ask him. If he says, yeah, we'll let him know. In the process, a whole series of people saved. Young and old. I mentioned this morning, a 76-year-old woman, about 3 or 4 months ago. But in the process of harping on, was God has made us fishers of men. And I'll tell you why I harped on this. Now listen carefully. Saved off the street, downtown Windsor, which is a very bad neighborhood. Don't laugh at me, I can't at all. And these guys and girls wanted to go, you're not going to maybe agree with me on, They thought it was a great exercise to stand there and argue about the energetics. Now listen carefully. Do you have any more correct that you're looking for a fish that's hungry? As the simp down here arguing with this character, there's 5, 10, 15, 20 people walking past you looking. They're actually hungry. And you're spending your time arguing with this character. You're supposed to look for hungry sheep. So he asks this man, you want to be made well. But over here. See, he was looking for evangelism. I disagree with him. I'm an opinionated guy. I don't make any bones about it. And I tested my opinions, and a lot of them are right. I think this one's right. We've seen a lot of people come in and sat them down and introduce them to this elder or that elder, and they sat with an open Bible method over and over again. That's what they use, and it works because the Spirit of God uses the Word of God to wonder and amazement. See, we don't do it. We're just vessels. We're just tools. We're just instruments of God, witnesses with convicts the world. I'm sorry, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, the world is judged. That's John 16:8-11. The Spirit of God got to hopefully be there before the Lord got there. Are you willing to be made? He says, I'm not able to do this. Hello. That's the definition for mercy. I can't help myself. I can't do it. We've got something to work with. You're admitting your lostness. I tried everything. I'm in a biblical perspective. Miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So I can't help myself. I can't see. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Again, bring it in a basket. And this were a real flower, I guess we're out here. I took one and added it to my bag. We see these continuing building of this principle. Now we're adding a new walk. A new walk. Aren't you the guy that, you know, all those years, my father points you out. It is I. People could see the change in his life. Instructive. The other thing that I'm being assaulted with right now from the evangelists, you believe that? This is commonplace right now. No expectation of a new life. Christian in Christ, born again, regenerated, no change. No way. My Bible says there's the new person, they're reminded of what they used to be, the old person. The gospel cleans us up. And there is a change. And it's marvelous and it's wonderful. And it points. This one thing I know. Once I was blind and now I can see. Listen, don't ask me a lot of theological questions. That's all I know. Don't ask me a lot of technical questions because I don't know those. What I know is I have been changed 37 years. So I kind of resemble these remarks a little bit. I've been saved a lot longer than I've. So there's no excuse for me. I can't blame on anything from before. In my alignment with the Word of God, in my conduct. 1 Timothy 1. Well, I would say most of us know this verse. We've quoted it many times. It's a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save anyone in the process of evangelism who says to me, or I get the read from them that they read. 1 Timothy 1:15. Would you mind reading this verse for me? What does it say? I say, look at the second half of the verse specifically. What does it say there? It means that Paul was a really big sinner. I said, you're right. But the Spirit of God directed Paul to put in there. So I say to this person, after they've given me their explanation, he was as bad a sinner as this man was. And he's been saved, so guess what? So can you. So I thank you very much. Came into the world to save sinners of whom I am chief. And as I said at the outset, we take this verse out to verse 13. What does it say there? Although I was formerly a blasphemer, I mercy. Because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief, and only abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus, and grace, as does anyone who takes Christ as their Savior. They've been a recipient. 16, he says further,
So we look at 15, then 13 and 14, and now we're jumping to 16.
That in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going
is essential to salvation. You're in 1 Timothy, slip over to in Awana years ago, trying to teach some children how to memorize this verse, not by works of righteousness, according to His mercy.
He saved us.
Through the washing of regeneration, every converted sinner has received and been a recipient of, the sinner can save himself. That's why. Miracle, by the very statement of the Word of God, was helpless. And 38 years of proof of His helplessness and showers him with mercy and with grace. In this case, lie, take up your bed and walk. In our case, put your faith and trust in the Lord. Some of you wonder about that statement. It is the whole subject of repentance. Aggressively so. Defining things. And greatly, greatly confusing the Christians. Years, or have I been wrong all these years? Because all the new books say, I'm wrong. No, you're not wrong. Then they say, well, what does it mean? It means a turn, means a change of mind. And most people stop there and don't go any further. You've got. And the answer you will get from many of the new positions, that's it. No mention of sin. Nope, sin's got nothing to do with repentance. Then if you push that a little bit, they'll say, I got a problem with that. You should have a problem with that. It says in verse 21, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks. And that's not enough, if it's not enough. Acts chapter 26. It says in verse 20, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent of a changed life. This is this is rampant. I'm going to be shocked if people say it has not visited the next horizon. It's coming. Read some of the editorials and some of the it's ugly head all over the place. And they've changed the gospel. They gutted it. What it really is come and stay here and eventually you'll get it by osmosis. But the point is you'll get it just by being here. It'll fall on you. No, it won't.
Decision to eat the fruit of his own free will and volition. A man has to weigh the consequences, as it were, to sense the desperation of his condition. The next miracle is in John 6. Cross the page for many. There's another miracle that appears in 3. The first one I'm going to do in the morning. You see, first, you'll see Savior become shepherd. You say, what's that got to do with shepherding? I'm glad you asked. In the account in Mark, you have an expression used exclusive to Mark. You don't with you? Because it's the key, really, to my interpretation of this miracle. It says, and Jesus, when he came, they were like sheep not having a shepherd. He saw them leaderless. Leaderless. Meek, that they're the most helpless of all animals. Apparently, I'm not a sheep prior to that. Didn't know that. Unlike a goat, who will eat it? But not a sheep, not a lamb. They'll stand there, and they're animals, I know. They'll go to food. It's a natural instinct to do it. Apparently not sheep. That is so well communicated over the years. We're not unfamiliar at all with when over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, then a great multitude of followers on those who were diseased, and Jesus lifted up his eyes, seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy him? For he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread, that refers to a year's wages. So you do the math on today. What that means to the individual. Just enter the figure. That's what he's talking about here. That is an amazing expression. 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them might barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what is that among so many? And Jesus said, make the people sit down, bread. And when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples
And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain.
Quality of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's rather outstanding in the passage. And one of the most noteworthy that the sheep have. That's why when we see a new convert to Christ, we encourage that fundamental church environment where they can grow, where there will be food enough. In this need, they know if they don't, these poor lambs are going to starve. Their ability to reach out to others will be greatly hampered because they're not going to be strong enough to do it. There just isn't. But besides that, he does a rather unusual thing in all of that. Did you ever look at the CNN when they show the relief trucks coming in? Organized confusion. And what ends up really happening is that the strong, or whatever it is, flour, and the weak ones who really need it don't get any. All the sheep have equal exposure to the food. That's what a shepherd is for me. Our brother mentioned this in his prayer when he opened the meeting tonight, the second meeting. Cast all your shepherd. But beloved, you don't get a shepherd until you have a Savior. He's a Savior. Psalm 23. Got to be your Savior. But with the Savior comes a shepherd. He's going to be your intercessor. He's going to look after you for you. He's going to be your merciful and your faithful high priest. What a package! It just absolutely blows your mind. When you could be a saint. Beginning with blessing us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. As you move into Ephesians 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way to the end, and then it's just beyond anything you could imagine. As it was here, take as much as you want, because he wants to fill the bottles to the brim. He wants us to be possible. I don't believe that things make you happy. I'm talking about being happy and fulfilled in Christ. You might have nothing. This is your Savior and you're victorious in that. But nothing to do with prosperity in this world. But I do that sometimes. Because it offends me when I see a blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. For us. He provides bountifully for us. He makes us his children. How about that one? 1:12. He makes us his joint heirs. Romans. Every benefit and blessing and privilege as a saint makes no difference. You don't grow into these benefits. They're yours immediately. They're yours on him, for he cares for you. How about he's hidden us with Christ in God in Colossians chapter generation and a royal priesthood. And a hope that's incorruptible, that's undefiled and fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, believer. He says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, we are bought at a price. We are his purchased possession, it says in Ephesians 1. Purchased possession. Acts 20:28 and Revelation 1:5. He paid for us. Now there's a shepherd looking after the sheep. And why? He sends an angel from heaven to tend to his son's tomb when it comes to coming for his saints who are his bride. Will descend with a shout, and the voice of the angel will come together to meet them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with the men. You don't send somebody else to get your bride. You don't send somebody else to the altar to take care of that. Oh, and don't forget to do the kiss part because they're going to want to do that for the parents. So take care of that too for me, will you? The significance of that word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First bride. We are his bride. And he is the bridegroom. And at the end, for marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19. He doesn't just cast us adrift on the sea of life and say, catch any other side. It begins with regeneration. It begins with responding and having a new walk as a result. And we get a shepherd. The Lord is mine. In green pastures, he restores my soul. And so on. And so on. And every God. And we have allowed society, and we were allowed evangelical Christians to get a little bit of milk and about this. And I don't apologize. Time to take it back. And they got a boatload of problems. We're trying to fix the problems, and the real problems they do. But they're a lot more manageable because the Word of God is authoritative to the context. The Word of God has never taken an authoritative place in their life. They haven't responded. And then when they have problems, you try to answer them from the Word of God, as elders will do true salvation in the first place. So we're dealing with goats and we think we've got sheep. Church of Jesus Christ. They've never invited being filled with the Word of God and being filled with the blessed part of their thinking. But it's God's intent and plan that it would be. In Philippians chapter 3, where is it? God has blessed us beyond anything that we could imagine. This gift is the greatest message, and it's the one and only thing that can change the world. Take your time. You're not in a race. You're not in a race. Years ago, by two young men who had just been saved. And this was actually such a dramatic change in this guy's life. It's amazing. Very shortly after, he died of a heroin overdose. He had to go to a funeral. He came and said, "We'll ask you. You're like the blind man in John 9. This one thing I know. Once I was blind, now I can see. But here's something that will help you." He brought his brother's girlfriend one night, called me and said, "Tonight." Came with his other buddy who had just been saved as well. And the two of them sat there. I said, "You come, you sit and listen." He said, "I have some time." I said, "That's great. Let's sit down and let's just talk a little bit." And we talked about four sentences. I didn't actually spend very much time on sin with this young lady. I didn't have to. I could tell. She was already broken about her few verses probably before we were done. Some of them she could hardly, she was blubbering them, but she got it. "But every fiber of my being, you'll never convince me otherwise. As soon as I can get their nose turned on to that page, the spirit of clarity, but all of a sudden the fog will lift. The spirit of God can bring conviction." We're done. I said, when we stood up, I noticed she was wearing a black skirt, black thing when I sat down with these other few fellows. I said, "Oh, by the way, I never asked you, where do you work?" She said, "Jason's." But she says, "That's going to change very quickly. You don't know anything about that word, because I don't know it well enough. It's the worst club in all of Assembly who was in an airport in Los Angeles, California, LAX, I think they call it." Sit down, he says, "Jason's!" That's what he said to him in the LAX airport. This guy was an American from somewhere, provided a new job for her. This is not a lot of jobs. New job for her very, very quick. Problem? Yep. Single young mother's going to have a few problems. Not in a race. 2.5 hours for that. But it's worth it, isn't it? You know, like to be there once and see it happen. Like when the men see their child born into new life. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for the time we spent together today. The single great act of saving a soul. We pray for me. And motivate us and encourage us to effectively and powerfully share, as it were, for souls who are hungry before the cults get them, the fish that we should be encountering just because they're out there. Well, God, I pray, bless the word to each one of us this night. I pray whatever has been said with us, and align ourselves with the truth of that very word, which is eternal. Having the same, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the same will judge you in the last day. Well, God, I pray, speaks to the matter of salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name.